And far from the Beltway in St. Bernard Parish near New Orleans, sheriff's deputies and National Guardsmen are still staffing roadblocks more than 8 weeks after Hurricane Katrina struck. The sheriff tells residents he's trying to protect what little they have left. The community of 65,000 was completely flooded after Katrina, and virtually every home was left uninhabitable. As St. Bernard tries to rebuild, its close-knit culture is a source of strength, but in this period of adjustment, it's also causing some problems. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
A sign outside a newly opened bank confidently declares, "St. Bernard is coming back." But the bank building itself is gutted. Tellers and loan officers are working out of a temporary trailer in the parking lot. Instead of toasters, the bank is giving away flood buckets full of bleach, rubber gloves, and extra-large trash bags. Fernel Onkelad has been working on cleaning up the parish where he's lived his entire life.
The whole parish is gone, not just my neighborhood, the whole parish. There's nothing left in this parish. Nothing left.
But in the very same breath, Onkelad vows to return to St. Bernard. He's staying temporarily in New Orleans' French Quarter while his wife and daughters are in Dallas. Onkelad says all of them are anxious to come back home.
The neighborhood where I live is a closed neighborhood. You don't find those kind of neighborhoods anymore. You know, like, if I didn't have bread and the neighbor had bread, I had bread. If I had meat, my neighbor didn't have meat, they had meat. It was like that, you know. And if I didn't have it, my neighbor had it, I had it.
The challenge now is that no one in this blue-collar community of fishermen and refinery workers has any bread to spare. Even in a part of the country known for keeping kinfolk close, St. Bernard stands out for the way extended families stay together. That's something locals like about the place. But Parish Council Chairman Joey DeFatta says it left whole families vulnerable when Katrina's floodwaters rose.
This is probably one of the closest-knit communities in Louisiana. Most of the folks here, probably about 70% of our population, is five and six, seven-generation families. They don't leave. Well, it's the weakness, because if we had a portion of our community that wasn't flooded, we could all go live with our relatives in that area, but we don't have that luxury.
Sociologist John Beggs of Louisiana State University has spent more than a decade studying the way people's social networks, their friends, families, and coworkers, affect their response to hurricanes. He says having a tight circle of family and friends can be very helpful when it comes to cleaning rotten drywall out of a flooded house. But if the circle is too tight, it can be harder for people to adjust to a sudden change in circumstances.
If you wanted to find a non-fishing job, or you no longer can be a shrimper or a fisherman or something, and you need to go do something else, all you know are shrimpers. It's a different thing. You want people who have information about different things in the broader world.
St. Bernard residents who are used to having family close at hand say they miss that now that they're scattered. During a short visit back to the parish, Ronnie LaHost pointed wistfully to familiar spots in his old neighborhood.
I had a son that lived over here, my mother lived over there, a sister that lived there, and now they're in four different states.
LaHost is living for the time being about 70 miles north in Morgan City, Louisiana. He figures he'll be there for at least a year, but says it's a poor substitute for St. Bernard.
I mean, I have relatives and all in Morgan City, but I still don't feel like it's home. I'm buying another house, and I'll be sitting in my house in 2 weeks in my lounge chair in my own house, and I won't feel like I'm home.
He says that feeling won't return until he's back in St. Bernard. Scott Horsley, NPR News.